The danger of despising reproof and hating instructions. Proverbs 5:12-14. And say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. There is a way in which man must admit that he has hated instruction. Solomon's mother and father warn him not to be the man that hates wisdom and instruction. When we willfully disobey good counsel from those that God has placed over us, that it may be said that we have hated instructions. When we willfully disobey that good counsel, if you ignore the warnings that are given about the strange woman or the evil man, you will be the one that laments and cries out and mourns, how have I hated instructions? You will mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed. You will say, oh, how my heart despised reproof. What an awful place to be. Have you not seen it among the young, when they are given instruction, raised in a church, given teachers over them that have loved them and cared for them and guided them and taught them the truth? And then they have turned from that truth, and they have went with the strange woman, or they have ruined their lives, or they have hurt their lives badly because they despised reproof. They thought very little of it. When they decide to go their own way, they despise reproof. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent, is wise. That word prudent means wise. It means to foresee the evil, to hide thyself from the evil. What a terrible thing to despise thy father's instructions. Give children good instruction. You may save their souls by teaching them accountability. Reproof means to blame, express to the face, censure for a fault. May you and I never come to a place where we despise reproof or think very little of it. We ignore it, and then we do not accept it. He that hates reproof is brutish, the Bible says. What does that mean by being brutish? It means unfeeling, savage, ferocious, brutal, carnal, bestial. Like a brute beast that will not listen to reason. I have seen it before when people ignore good wisdom and instruction. They become like a brute beast. They cannot receive it, and they buck it. They fight it. When we do the opposite of what our godly instructors and parents or teachers show us plainly to be the right way, we are being brutish. When we go on in sin and wickedness, knowing the truth but sinning against it, we hate instructions. We despise reproof and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers. There will come a day that, like the prodigal son in the pig pen, you come to your senses and mourn for the fact that you have disobeyed your teachers that taught you the good and the right way, nor inclined your ear to them that instructed you. You did not heed their counsel. You became brutish. You would not receive their reproof. How you've been warned over and over again and then go your own way into sin. But you went headstrong the other way. You did not incline your ear to them that instructed thee. And you will say also, like in this proverb, I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and the assembly. You may even be going to church and among God's people and ignore wise counsel and instructions. You are in the most danger that do that. And you hate reproof. You will be in almost all evil in the midst of the congregation. And sin will take you farther than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. And you'll remember that you were warned, and you will lament and mourn and cry and weep that, oh, how you were given instructions and did not follow it. Take heed, friend. Take the warning now. Heed good instruction and wisdom and follow it, and you'll keep your paths from the evil man or the strange woman.